Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Don't you love that theme song? Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to my number one and only son. It's been how many years? 8 years, and I still love that song. Anywho, welcome to Reality Spirituality, the show that shares with you how to experience more happiness. I am the world's happiness specialist, and with that said, what I share and what I teach and what I've been practicing myself, don't think I don't have to practice this stuff, is how to feel, experience this thing called happiness. I mean, raise your hand out there. What do you want more than anything? What do you want more than anything? What is it? Relationship, more money, title, travel, more friends. What do you want? What if you had all of that stuff? What if you had everything that you wanted, air quotes there, and you weren't happy? And let me be perfectly clear about what this happiness, this definition of happiness is. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace, to feel balanced, to be relaxed, to feel satisfied, regardless of what's happening and regardless of what's not happening. The definition, I have to give you that definition right off the bat, because the happiness I'm talking about is a feeling, a vibration of peace. And you only get that, and you can only sustain that in the present moment. When I say sustain it, I mean, listen, if you wanted to build a house, how many people out there are builders, contractors? I get new listeners every week. I don't know. Are you a builder or a contractor? You don't even have to be a builder or a contractor to get this question. What do you need? What is the first thing you need if you wanted to build a house? What do you need? You know, I always forget to give out the information first. Let me back up a little bit. I get so excited with the topics. You can find me on Facebook, Reality Spirituality. My Twitter account is RL Norrington. I'm going to have a new quote today. I'm on Instagram, Reality Spirituality Instagram handle. I am available for weekend retreats, talks, speaking engagements. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com or DM me on any of the other social media sites. How's that? Woo! Back to the question. What do you need? Because I really believe in delivering content. I mean, I'm just bottom line bullet. What do you need to build a house? What to start with? I'll give you a hint. Oh, you know, I'll do better than that. I'll give you the answer, a foundation. So when I say this being happy, feeling happy, I'm talking about what are you rooted in? What is your foundation? Can you imagine building a house on sand in the middle of the desert? Or building a house? Some people build a house on the top of a hill. top of a hill, and you know, you, especially in California, you know, there used to be every season there's some kind of mudslides, houses roll down the hill. So it's really, everything is a foundation. And so today what I'm going to talk about is one of the foundational beliefs, one of the foundational practices that will add to your happiness. There are tons and tons and tons of ideas and beliefs, but what you have to really dig deep and ask yourself this question: are my beliefs, is my foundation rooted in man-made concepts? Is it rooted in something that will be here today and not tomorrow? Or is your foundation, and when I say foundation, I mean all of the foundation. You can't have a solid concrete foundation, but you're using plastic nails. So I'm talking about every speck of your foundation. Or is it rooted in universal concepts? And by universal concepts, let me just be specific and let me be perfectly clear. Is your foundation, are you rooted in, do you practice in every single moment making happiness, making peace your number one priority? If it's not your number one priority, that's okay. But I'm letting you know that this peace, that this feeling, this vibration of happiness and peace and contentment, and to me they're the same. Peace, contentment, happiness, balance, being, all of it is the same. Words, different words, but for me, the meaning, the vibration is the same. Are you making a moment-by-moment decision, choice to be rooted, to make peace? Let me use the word peace. To prioritize peace, and that's what you prioritize in every moment. That's a question. Your foundation. Are you surrendering? Are you surrendering to life? Are you surrendering to what is, or are you resisting? Surrendering is a very important element in your foundation. The ability to surrender to everything that happens and everything that doesn't happen will determine your peace and your happiness. Acceptance, living consciously, allowing, trusting, all of these concepts are universal concepts. So there's a big difference between the universal concepts, the universal beliefs, and what man-made concepts. Let me give you an example. I like to do this at the beginning of the show. What's in the news? What's in the news? Well, you know, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm a big football fan. And yesterday I was watching, I'm not really a big college football, but for whatever reason I was watching this college game, which was a really, really good game. I was on the edge of my seat, and I didn't have any particular team that I was rooting for. But it was a big game between Ohio and Penn State. Okay, bottom line is this. And Ohio State was visiting Penn State. So you know if the home team loses, it's, woo, I mean, talking about sucking out the energy of that whole stadium. Everybody's up because they were winning. The home team was winning for a long time. And everybody's up with the white pom-poms and yelling and just happy. And the home team lost by 1 point. So the crowd went from ooh, exhilaration, joy, jumping up and down, screaming, yelling, to instant deflation, instant hands on over the mouth, eyebrows going up, eyeballs getting big. I mean, it was instant sadness. Oh, God. And listen, I've been there. I used to root for teams. I used to have preferences. I do have teams that I like, but I know that one thing that subtracts from happiness is having any kind of preference. So that's a practice that I've got to, that I do daily. and especially on Sundays when football games are on. But back to the story. So these people went from being so happy and just ecstatic and jumping and woo-wee, screaming, high fives, to instant deflate, shoulders down, head dropped, neck down, eyes on the ground. Sorry for laughing. I've been there. But the point is this. The coach of the losing team had a press conference. And this man, who is the coach for these college kids, I'm just explaining, I'm not judging, he really gave up press conference. If you look up, what was it? It was a Penn State. If you want to YouTube it, he was actually screaming to the reporters, saying, "This can't happen again. Greatness, we were lacking confidence, not confidence, but like there were so many different little mistakes, and this won't happen." He said, and I'm quoting him. He says, "You know, I'm a psycho." Now, I can relate. I mean, I used to be a psycho too. He says, "You know, I'm a psycho. You think I was a psycho then? I'm going to be a real psycho now." And I'm thinking to myself, if my son went to that school and he was the coach, I'd have to ask. You know, I'd let my son know. Listen, I'm not going to make a decision for him, but I'd say, you know, this guy that's yelling and screaming because he lost and talking about he was psycho before and wait, he's going to be psycho again, even more psycho. I'm disappointed. Our fans are disappointed. This is not the way we play, on and on and on. The interesting thing about that is there's a big difference between power and force. And remember when I talked about foundation earlier? And power versus force. He was using a lot of force, and force never lasts. Force has always been conquered. Force has always been destroyed. So there's a big difference between when I say, what is your foundation? Is your foundation force or is it power? And there's a big difference. So when I talk about foundation, it is a really, what I'm saying is I really want you to go in deep and be honest with yourself. What are your foundational beliefs? And again, if you want to speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. I have about 8 people in the queue. Just press the number 1 if you want to ask a question or speak with me live. Area code 646-564-9619. Okay. The topic of the day, so now that we have the foundation out, so that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a rooted foundation of behaviors, beliefs that will add to peace, contentment, happiness, balance, presence, being. There are things that add to it and there are things that subtract. It's very simple. So I want to talk about, or the topic is it that serious? Is anything that serious? And is anything that important? That's a question for my dear audience. Is anything that serious? Is anything that important? And I have to say that years ago, I'm raising my hand. Heck, yeah, of course. There were so many things that I thought were important. There were so many things in my life that I thought were serious. From what's wrong with the world to, I mean, you name it. And what I've grown or evolved to know that there is an energy, there is a vibration of this is serious. There is an energy, there is a vibration of this is important. And when you have those energies, or when you are displaying those energies, or when you're feeling those energies, you are subtracting from your happiness. I was watching I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was Susan Sarandon, and she's an actress, and she's very passionate, and she's very active, socially active. And she was in a march, and she was arrested. I mean, I was watching her fist up in the air, and she's yelling and screaming for whatever cause. It doesn't even matter what the cause is, but she was so angry about the cause. Now, what I'm saying is, your vibration, you can still do and still work towards whatever cause you feel compelled. But that energy of this is serious and this is important subtracts from peace. And I'm going to give you a live example of me 3 days ago, when this happiness specialist lost that vibration but was let go of that vibration of this is important, this is serious. Ooh, I had that vibration of this is serious. And I couldn't figure out why I felt so imbalanced because I know what to practice. I've got it all written down. I know. I've been practicing for years. And what happened was, let me just say this. You can't tell me that you feel peaceful or happy or happy or balanced when you think something is serious or important. It's just impossible. It's like feeling peaceful and sad at the same time. It's impossible. So if you listen to the show, you know I live in the middle of a forest. And I'm telling you, the universe put me in this middle of this forest to let me experience fear in any different way that I've ever experienced it before. I mean, I have to say, when I was in California, I didn't have any fear from a neighborhood I was in, to traveling alone, to walking out at night. There was absolutely no fear. But coming here, living in the middle of the forest, a fear. Fear of the animals, fear, I mean, just fear. I mean, and when I talk to these Oregon people, these Oregonians, they laugh at me. They think my fears are so funny and so outrageous and so off the wall because, if you know, they're farmers. Not all of them are farmers, but a lot of them are farmers, and you're afraid of a bat, you're afraid of tons of lizards, you're afraid of frogs, you're afraid of, listen, and they've told me this, there's bears and cougars too. Yeah, I'm afraid. So that's another thing. You never know another person unless you've lived in their skin. So let me get back to the story. A few days ago, you know, I've seen they're little brown bugs. And they're really nice bugs because they don't jump and they don't fly and they walk really, really slow. And I've seen these bugs in the house, I would say, probably at least 4 months, maybe longer. I really don't remember. But I've seen these bugs in the house, and I'm telling you, if I can catch a bug, meaning I get a piece of paper towel, I wet it, and I scoop up the bug, and I take them outside. I do. I take bugs outside. I take spiders outside. I don't want to kill anything. I really don't. Listen, 10 years ago, I'd kill everything, but now, I don't know. So I'm taking all these bugs out. I take them out one at a time, and then for some reason, I don't know what happened. What is today? Today's Sunday. This must have been on Thursday. For some reason, I was looking under the bed, and I had this bed skirt that goes all the way around the bed, and it touches the floor. And I was looking under this That's dirt. And my dear audience, I'm telling you, if there wasn't 10 bugs, there were 20. And they were all just latched on to the inside of this bed skirt. And I'm screaming, you know, ah! And I'm getting all freaked out and I'm getting itchy and what the hell? Now I'm looking at, how, first of all, how did these bugs get in? That's my first question. How are they getting in? I couldn't figure it out. Now I've got to take everything off the bed, from the sheets to the comforter to the blankets. Everything comes off the bed. And now I'm looking around I'm upstairs, I'm looking around the bedroom, and I've got a couch, and I've got two chairs, and I'm looking, and lo and behold, underneath the cushions in the couch, there was a little community of these little brown bugs that were nested underneath the cushion in the couch. Underneath the cushion of the, listen, I just got a text from my son, because I have frogs on the window last night, and he said, if I had frogs on my window, I'd try to make friends with them. I mean, come on. I'm just not that person. I'm not going to make friends with a frog. Anywho, back to the story. There were a whole community, probably at least 20, that are just nested under the couch. Now I'm getting really freaked out. I'm throwing pillows on the ground. Oh, by the way, I'm screaming as I'm doing all this, because every time I lift up the couch cover, I'm screaming. So if you can imagine a happiness specialist in the middle of the forest by herself screaming over these little bugs that I'm discovering. Oh, I'm getting itchy now just telling the story. Now I've got them in under the couch, and I go to the chairs that are in the bedroom also, and the chairs have a little groove in it. You know, it's not just flat material. They're little groove. And I lifted up the pillows. There are little tiny pillows on the couch. And sure enough, there are bugs that are just the same bugs nested on the pillows. I'm telling you, audience, I was freaking out. So on so many different levels, how did they get in? And I'm thinking, okay, how are these bugs getting in? Well, there's so many windows. I've got a lot of real big picturesque windows. And below the picturesque windows are they're smaller windows, and they're crank. You know, you have a little crank that you open and close it so it doesn't slide open. You have to turn a crank, and that opens that way. It opens up or it opens out. And so all the screens for those crank windows are on the inside of the house, inside of the room. And when I open the windows, and I keep the windows open all the time, one of the things about living in Oregon, oh my gosh, the air, oh, it smells so clean and so fresh and so sweet. I keep windows open all the time, even at night, even when it's freezing. I crack it open just a little bit. And sure enough, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those small crank windows, if you look at the screens, you can see that the screens are not all the way flush to the window. There's a little tiny crack. It doesn't fit solid. It's a little tiny opening. Now I'm calling exterminators. It was a Thursday. And I'm calling exterminators, and it's late in the day, 4:30. You know, I'm screaming as I pull the sheets off, throwing them in the washing machine. Each one washed for an hour and a half. Trust me, on hot water. I might have washed them twice too. Some of them I washed twice. I mean, I'm just all freaking out. when I say a lot of bugs, I mean there had to have been, ooh, I don't even want to talk about it. There had to have been 50, 60 bugs. And then I have to lift up the mattress. You know, after I get all the sheets off, I lift up the mattress. And sure enough, between the mattress and the mattress and the box spring, there were more of those bugs. Audience, I went into this mode of this is serious. This is important. This is serious. And I was so unsettled because of that vibration, not because of the bugs. I mean, the bugs are startling. But if you really think about it, is it really that serious? Is it really, do I have to have that vibration of it's serious and it's important to take care of the situation? Because I lost my peace. I lost my balance. I lost it. I did. And I called, listen, and I'm in a very small town, very small town. So there's a handful, maybe four exterminators that are out there. And I called one, and they didn't call me back. And this, and it's late in the day, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I get one guy on the phone, and I said, I have this problem. Somebody has to come out tomorrow. You know, I'm from California. He has to come out tomorrow, immediately. I have a problem. And so the guy was really nice. He was very nice. He owned the business, and he says they're not going to hurt you. He says they get. In fact, he's the one that told me how they got in. I didn't even realize that the screens had a little crack in them. I mean, you should see how small this crack. It's so small. What did they have to? What did what are those Cirque du Soleil bugs? What contortionists? How the hell did they get through the little crack? Anywho, they got through. So he said, I can't come out tomorrow. He says, I'm busy. He says, I'll be able to come out on Tuesday. Well, Tuesday, that's when I volunteer at the senior center, and Tuesday I'm teaching class, and I'm not going to be home on Tuesday. And he said, I'll come out on Wednesday afternoon. And I said, what am I going to do until Wednesday? He said, buy a fly swatter. Now, I had to laugh at that because it was funny, but my point is that vibration, and I knew it. I'm trying to figure out why I was so unsettled, but it was because I had that vibration of this is serious and this is important. And I'm telling you, my dear audience, I'm telling you, that you can take care of any issue, any challenge, but you don't have to have that vibration of this is serious and this is important. And I'll prove it to you, because that vibration, that energy of this is serious and this is important is something that was learned. It's something that you learned. You weren't born like that. It's a judgment. It's a judgment, and all judgments subtract from your happiness. I gave an example of bugs, you know, I'm talking about it was an infestation. And I'm thinking, I had no idea that if I saw that, because I've seen those bugs, you know, months before. I didn't know that when you saw one bug, hey, you got to do something about it, find the opening. I had no idea. I mean, I'm not used to living in the forest. I don't know those bugs. And you know what else they like? They like being in the dark. They like to be under something, in between something. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, after that, I'm going to the grocery store here, the Buy Mart here, buying bug spray, mattress spray. I've sprayed the hell out of everything. The mattress was up, standing up for 2 days now. I finally put it down. Yesterday, I've been spraying the hell out of that mattress, spraying the hell out of the couch. I've got to wait till Wednesday. But back to the issue. You learned to have that vibration. You learned to behave in that, to have that vibration and to have that vibration of this is serious, this is important. You learn that. And so whatever you learn, you can unlearn, because that vibration energy subtracts from your peace. I mean, I can be startled in the moment with the bugs, but I don't have to have that vibration and that energy that this is serious. And I don't care what it is, from health issues to financial issues, I don't care what it is, that vibration is a programmed vibration that this is serious and this is important. You know, the global warming people, I love you global warming people, or the PETA people, I love you PETA people. That vibration or the whatever, that cause thing, this is important, this is serious. Plastic bags in the environment, wah! I mean, I get it, and do whatever you can about it. But you don't have to have that vibration, because that vibration, whatever you're vibrating, is what you are contributing to this planet. Your vibration contributes to the planet. That's why the vibration, that's why your personal vibration is so important. And you can't tell me that you can contribute peace when you are not peaceful. You can't contribute peace when you are not peaceful. I knew something was wrong with me. I just couldn't figure it out. I knew I didn't have any expectations about those bugs. But to have that, oh, this is serious. And that's one of the reasons why the universe put me in this forest, to get lessons like that, to get to get even more lessons and to practice even more. Today, on a Sunday, and I've got three more days to wait, I still found more bugs. You know, I'm putting things away, I'm cleaning them out, I'm putting them in the dryer. I was putting away a pillow in this, listen to this audience, in one of those plastic containers, you know, the ones that snap, you know, storage. You know, the storage containers. I was putting this pillow away. I opened up a storage container just today. Can you believe that there was one of those bugs in there? And he was alive. Now, how the hell do they eat or get water? What is that? I don't understand it. I don't get it. And, yes, I jumped because I wasn't expecting to see one of those bugs in a storage container. But I did have a guest here about a month ago, and the guest used the pillow, and I put everything away in the store. I mean, I didn't know to shake out the pillow, but listen, the point is this. The point is, take care of whatever you have to take care of. Be active, but let go of that vibration. Let go of that energy of this is serious, this is important. I'm wondering if you feel me on that one. I'm wondering if you get that. Do you be you, but let go of that vibration that is not serving you in any way, shape, or form? I mean, is it serving you? If it's bringing you peace, it's serving you. If it's not bringing you peace, it's not serving you. It's very simple. What I had to say to myself, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, you know, I got an exterminator coming, and I'm going to have to get new screens or something. Those screens are going to have to be sealed up. And so what? Next challenge. Everything is a lesson. Every experience is a lesson when you look for it. And every moment, even while I'm screaming at these gentle bugs, every moment is an opportunity to grow, to expand, to evolve. Every single moment. Any questions, my dear audience? Any questions? All right. Okay, well, it seems, you know, it's so funny that people just like to listen to the show with no questions. That's okay. Well, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel is out there. Yes, you can search and find me on YouTube. And I was speaking at a book signing at the beginning of the year. Can you believe it's going to be October? October tomorrow! My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Join me again next week to discuss whatever topic happens, whatever the topic's going to be next week. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
You're gonna feel good now.
Get real good.
Get
spiritual.
What I'm about to
say. Time to get real.